Well, the buses just come to Ballymahan first day.
How long ago was that now, was it?
I'll tell you now.
The 60s. 60s, I'd say, yeah.
They come up. By far the church.
Yeah.
They turned up for us work there. And a small bit up now where the Trinity Shed is, I've mentioned that so often. It was a white place there. And they turn around there then. And they go down around the corner. And they stop at the bus stop there then. That's where Jim Wells was. When they turned in around the corner up there, the corner house, if you're passing down there, there's massive big trees there.
Yeah.
And they're still in, because through the whole of the first walk and in the valley behind the old is, even look at the tree up there.
Yeah.
See that tree?
Mm-hmm.
That tree would belong to a family over there that used to own all this land, the Carrolls. They were still there was Carroll's Fields here behind us there now. And their cottage is still over above the hot bar. And it's a stone cutting shop now. And the Carrolls, I know the family actually, I grew up with one of them. And they got a house down there in the extended Connolly Road to move from there up. They got one wherever they wanted in Melvian. But they picked the lot in the house and got it all done up there from Connolly Road.
Yeah.
But to forget about getting back to the bus, the bus would come up and turn there in, and there were massive big trees, and they're still onto that house, but they're in the garden of that house now, like, as you know,
yeah.
There's a wall there.
That's right.
Well, they cut them down recently, did they? The big willows, were they? The big weeping willows.
Yeah.
Yeah, she cut them down. Yeah. There was a storm and a branch fell off it.
I didn't know that. But the bus would turn there in, and the driver and the conductor, right?
Yeah.
So the driver drove around the corner, and the conductor might sit on the wall, if you have a smoke, or else he'd jump in, and he had a lot of drink the night before, and he'd go to the toilet. Right? So the driver was waiting below, they were behind time, so we were in the young fleet going on, the majority were going to school and turn us across, getting on the bus, and the driver, any time if he was on the bus, and he might be upstairs and up near the front, and they'd be waiting, and he said, someone rang the bell down the hall, when young fleet got on the door, inside the door, they banged the bell, and the driver took her off.
Jesus.
See, the young fleet hit the bell.
Oh yeah.
And the driver went away down, and some more young fleet got on the county road, and the young fleet hit the bell again, and the conductor. Conductor was going to all the toilet behind the tree below, and he was down Pierce Road there, and the young fellas, the bus stopped by the Thomas Cross Soccer Pitch, I believe, and they were telling the driver, there's no conductor, and he was saying, well, see, he's back the road, so he's went to the tyres. And he went to turn the bus to go back, and there was a man gasping down the road, the conductors. That was the Belvian bus.